From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. In the world of country music today, Kenny Chesney is a megastar. He has sold more than 25 million albums. He has no trouble packing an NFL stadium for a concert. Chesney's always made music you'd play at a party on the beach, not the stuff you're listening to driving a lonely Texas road.
I've never been to one to sing about gun racks and truck stops. You know, I haven't. Those things weren't a big part of my life growing up. I sing about what I know about.
Whether he likes it or not, Chesney is known outside the country world for his brief marriage to actress Renee Zellweger. The couple was splashed across the tabloids as their marriage crumbled. When I talked to the star recently, he sounded like he's at a crossroads and still trying to move on from that relationship, also looking for a new sound. His newest album has music about another love, football.
Growing up in East Tennessee, I grew up in an area of the country that I also think reflects a lot of small towns that lean on a football team. And that was kind of my truth, you know, as growing up. I mean, we had church, we had friends, we had family and school. And sports, and mainly football.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats, and shoulder pads.
This is a quieter album that takes you on a journey from small town football stadiums to romance on the beach to Chesney's favorite author. The album and one of its songs are called Hemingway's Whiskey.
I've been asked a lot. If you could sit and pick the brain of one person, and if you could sit and have maybe a cold beer with one person, living or dead, who would it be? Ernest Hemingway would be one of those guys because he had such a wonderful, tragic, creative life. I would love to sit down and pick his brain a little bit about love and the loss of it and living with regret and depression.
Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth and mean. Even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He didn't like it watered down. He took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey.
And I don't know if I could have recorded this song and made it be believable a couple of years ago, or, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, but it just seemed to fit now.
Oh, it's tough out there. A good muse is hard to find. Living one word to the next, one line at a time.
Kenny Chesney, you talk about Hemingway's tragic life, battles with depression, and you say 4 or 5 years ago you couldn't have brought truth to this song, but now you can. What's changed in your life?
Well, I just think that as an artist, and you do it like I do it, and present your show the way you present it, a lot goes into it, and you sacrifice a lot to be able to do it that way. And I think that in the last 4 or 5 years, I've, you know, constantly now struggled with the balance in my life. And that's, you know, still is that struggle. But I feel like a different artist. I feel like a different person. Things that would make me happy 5, 6 years ago doesn't really make me happy anymore. You know, I feel like I want to spend more time with my family. I feel like that I need more balance in my life. And so it's just an overall feeling as a person, I think, that how I want to go from here.
Can I ask you about drinking?
Sure.
it's another Kenny Chesney album, and we have, you know, we have some whiskey, we have some tequila.
You and tequila make me crazy. Like poison in my blood.
You like singing about drinking and fun, but I was struck on this album. I mean, the drinking songs they strike me as gentle. I mean, this is not a song that I'd be sitting there listening to and pounding shots of tequila.
No, this is more of it's a struggle song.
One more is never enough.
There are some very commonalities with being able to get somebody out of your mind and drinking and trying to quit, and this song was took me to driving up the Pacific Coast Highway. I spent a lot of time up there, and I would go down with some friends down in Santa Monica, and about sunset I would drive back up to the house, and I had the windows down. It was a little chilly, And I would listen to a lot of Eagles songs and some Tom Petty and all kinds of stuff. And when I heard this song, it just put me in that place. And this song kind of made me believe in the art of making music again.
One is one too many. One more is never enough.
I don't mean to dig into your archives, but I read one story about when you were younger on the road with George Strait. And you were accused of stealing a horse from the sheriff's department. I'm not saying that has anything to do with alcohol, totally unrelated, but tell me about that. I mean, that just had me laughing at my computer last night.
Yeah, you know, that did happen. I was accused of it, but we didn't really do that. I actually did get on a horse, but I didn't know it was a police horse. Didn't have anything on it saying that it was a police horse at all, not on the saddle, not on anything, you know. So
horse and buffalo were not clearly labeled.
So it was a big deal at the time, you know, but it's funny to look back on it now. It wasn't funny at the time, really, you know, but that was a that was an interesting night outside of Buffalo, I promise you.
You said that, you know, at this point, making this new album, Hemingway's Whiskey, it comes after some tough and maturing years for you. And one of the songs that I really enjoyed listening to was 7 Days. And as I read about that song, it was an important time that you had on the islands, and some of it was unforgettable. Let's bring up that song and just tell me where that song came from.
A Saturday downpour carved out rivers in the sand. She said it was the first time to see the sea.
Well, I think everybody in their life has that one person that they can't really mentally get rid of. Maybe we're with someone romantically and emotionally, even for a short time. And the character of this song, it was 7 days of his life. It was a week.
My Thursday, I knew everything about her. God, the last day, I didn't want to leave without her.
I think we all have those people, and at the time that we're with them, we have no idea the impact they're going to have on our lives later on. And I have that person. I have that person for sure. And I think that a lot of people do.
Can I ask who that person is?
No, you may not.
Enough said.
Yeah, you can ask, but I ain't going to answer.
Well, there you go.
Time was like the time. It came and went.
Kenny Chesney, you have sold millions of albums. You're going to surely be selling millions more, and we really appreciate you being with us, and good luck with the new album.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Kenny Chesney's new album is called Hemingway's Whiskey, and if that stuff about lost love got you down, let's go back to football. At NPR.org, you can watch Kenny Chesney's video for his song The Boys of Fall. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.